This goes to Anne, A-N-N-E, Hale, H-A-L-E, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Zucker, Z-U-K-E-R. Date of birth is 10/25/1964. Dear Ms. Hale, this is a consultation request for Mr. Zucker, who is a 61-year-old male who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels and microalbuminuria. His biggest complaint is severe generalized pain, especially in the low back and the right leg. Bilateral hands had been very painful. He's got atrophy of the right hand, also from severe carpal tunnel syndrome in that hand. And the surgery was just recently completed, and now that the muscle mass is starting to improve. He also was recently started on meloxicam, 15 milligram a day for just 30 days for the severe pain in both hands. And that has completely eliminated the pain, although use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are not recommended for this patient due to the adverse effects on kidneys. The patient currently feels well, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence. He feels as if he empties his bladder well. He does have nocturia twice per night. He is diabetic, and he states that blood sugars are controlled. He was on Mounjaro, and that was helping greatly with blood sugar control and weight loss, but then he developed severe sciatic pain and right leg pain. And after stopping the Mounjaro, he recovered. he is wondering if he could try one of the single-agent meds, either Ozempic or the oral agent Rybelsus. It's R-Y-B like boy, E-L-S-U-S. And that may be worth a try to see if he's develops the sciatica on that. If not, it would improve glucose control as well as help with modest weight loss. No recent hospitalizations or procedures, no headaches or dizziness. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, severe osteoarthritis, chronic neck and low back pain, and sacroiliitis, obesity, and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, right worse than left. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral shoulder replacement, right carpal tunnel release. Currently, he does have, he's had right trigger finger issues also that are getting better since he's had the right carpal tunnel release done. Social history, he quit smoking 30 years ago. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married. He retired from the pipelines at age 55. Family history is significant for hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, glimepiride 4 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. Metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day. Meloxicam is 15 milligram daily, and that was started within the last week. Crestor 5 milligram daily. He has not been taking that. He's holding off since he just started the meloxicam. And Jardiance 10 milligram daily. He hasn't started that yet either. Physical exam. Height is 70 inches. Weight 212 pounds. Pulse is 72. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 160/90. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with a midline uvula. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema, decreased sensation in feet. Pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally, and brisk capillary refill. Labs and diagnostic studies. Creatinine levels, June 3rd, 2025, creatinine 1.52 with GFR52, 10/16/24, creatinine 1.48, GFR54, 4/29/24, creatinine 1.23, GFR greater than 60, 4/16/24, creatinine 1.65, GFR48, and 7/15/23, creatinine is 1.21 and GFR greater than 60. On 6/3/25, we also have calcium of 9.3, sodium is 139, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide is 22, albumin 4.5, liver enzymes are normal. The GFR was 52 with a creatinine of 1.52, random glucose 169. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 35. And hemoglobin, 13.0, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. Most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy due to the low level of microalbuminuria. Also could be secondary to long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We've encouraged the patient to finish the meloxicam and then stop using oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He will discuss alternative meds with you if needed. Tylenol has not been especially helpful, but perhaps something like tramadol might be worth a try. T-R-A-M-A-D-O-L is how you spell that. We're going to repeat his labs now, and then we'd like him to do them every 3 months thereafter. He's been scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan January 8th in Alma. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.